two words. First word, eggs. Breakfast game, breakfast starts.
Breakfast starts! Pac-12 is back, baby! Let's go!
Woo!
It was Super Bowl 47, and me and my buddy are bragging about our tickets. You look at me and look at my buddy, and you're just like, it's 30 minutes before the game. I don't have my tickets yet, and I guarantee I'll end up with better tickets than both of you two clowns.
And did you?
No, I did. That's the most hilarious part of all this. I was convinced I beat the system.
DK Metcalf. I don't know how you can choose a different guy, but he came up with a big catch, and it's almost like expected at this point. He played such a well-rounded game, so DK is my player of the week.
And if you're watching them, it's 22 personnel, I formation, two tight ends, two backs, Booker, Jacobs, and that's the same recipe on Sunday. They're just going to run the ball. So, Jamie, I had an opportunity to get Clay on this podcast, and I blew it.
Oh, no. What happened?
He gets up and leaves. I'm like, that was Clay Thompson.
What's the first thing you say to a Coug? Just go Cougs.
Go Cougs. That's all you have to say.
That's all you have to say, right?
On the first day of Christmas, Goodell gave to me.
How would you describe the clubhouse and the group of guys when you were there in 2001?
Well, if you've ever watched any sort of documentary on Motley Crue when they were at their height, that was us, but we were playing baseball.
Corey Seager home run. Can you reenact that?
He chokes up.
No, you need to get off your chair, seriously. Here's I'm going to pitch to you. No. You need to face the camera because this is the most important part. There it is. See? The knee into the turf. Is that the new thing in baseball? Is that how you go deep?
The Lakers are maybe one step ahead of the rest of the West with the additions that they made, and you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. They are the defending champs.
Front-running city. My Clippers stuff is in the Pacific Ocean. We are a Lakers town. I love LA.
I have bad news.
I know it. The Huskies lost every game because of COVID.
I got Brady as my quarterback. He's got to wake up.
All his receivers are hurt.
I know.
Gronk looks like me out there. He can't get separation from a linebacker. He tried, dude. How every year in fantasy, there's one guy that just goes off, takes you to a championship. One year is Doug Baldwin. Debo is my guy this year.
Have a really good run game, and you got three running backs, which one Rams fan pointed out to me, Daryl Henderson, Malcolm Brown, and Cam Akers spell out DMC, run DMC.
In the Pac-12 championship, the Ducks or the Trojans?
The Ducks.
Best part about that is we were 102-60 the year I was there. So while we had our fun off the field, we won every night. We didn't just win. We won 10-2 every night. But to see the chemistry with Jason Giambi and Miguel Tejada and Eric Chavez and Jermaine Dye and Johnny Damon and Terrence Long, Mulder, Zito, and Hudson, and Jason Isringhausen. It didn't matter who you are, where you were from, what kind of music you listened to, what your background was. It was such a diverse group, but we were all so close. It was like a family. And we went on every night.
What's your favorite Giambi story?
The ultimate Giambi story, ultimate, is Baltimore when I got traded to the Orioles and he was playing with the Yankees.
Okay.
I cannot share that.
I want you to take us back to 2015. You were at the Rockies. Let's talk about that power stroke. You went deep. I want to know, who was it against? What was the count?
It was 1-0 against Ian Kennedy, and I'm in a fantasy league with him, fantasy football. And every year I start the text out with just me, YouTube, my video of me hitting a homer off him, and he gets so pissed. This is the video he gets every fantasy draft to start the text.
Look at that pose.
I played in an outside baseball team for a while.
Do you think you could take this guy yard? 47.
You're right. I was a changeup. Like, who would have known?
One guy we do need to show up who didn't show up this past week, who's been hobbled, is Josh Jacobs. And if you do have Josh Jacobs, go pick up Booker. Brick, I have some disappointing news for you.
I already know it.
What is it?
The Huskies lost.
They got your boy CP3, and I got to apologize to you. I thought he was done, right? Two future 49er first-round draft picks. Not one. We're getting two.
Brick's picks. Any parting words, Brick?
Bye.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are five-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.